coming off of the freeway, seeing the Golden Dome up there. That's like a landmark. You know, if you look up in the towards the sky, you'll see the landmark. You see the beacon of the Golden Dome, and so you follow the Golden Dome to to 55th and Scoville. I think that the structure itself it stands out, especially within this community, as not only as the oldest African American church, but a place that people that are wounded can come for help.
We feel so strongly about that dome that we have a silhouette of it on our bulletin every Sunday. And we are known by that silhouette. It's the downtown area with Shiloh's dome in the background. And the other thing that impresses me are the pillars out front. And when I was a youngster, I know every nook and cranny of this church because we played there. We were not allowed to, but we did. However, coming up the front steps and seeing those pillars, I felt so small. And it impressed me in later years of God, how great you are. You know, you are the pillar of this church, and you're still holding it up after all these years. And that impresses me, those pillars.
But the dome and the glass in the dome is the most impressive, I believe.
You know, I like just coming and sitting in the back of the church. Sometimes I will come down here when there's no one here, I help in the office, and if we are too busy, I'll go and just sit in the back and just soak up, I guess, the atmosphere, the quietness, the presence of God you can feel when you just sit in there quietly by yourself, look at the windows, think about some of the people that have been here, think about so many things. That's, I think, what I like most